Welcome, everybody, to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. My name is Willie Dills. This is episode number 238. It is September 12th, 2021. The Giants are the best team in baseball still, and we have a lot to talk about, and we have a lot of fun people to talk about it with. I'm going to introduce first your normal host, who is on a dive, so is speaking to us through the miracle of technology on his phone. Welcome, Chad King. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing fantastic. Yes, I am currently underwater right now. I am on a work trip. We're doing a lot of diving up here in Bodega Bay, Northern California. Just beautiful country, God's country up here. And I got to tell you, man, we talked about this a little pre-show, but you know, you ran this podcast for so many years, and having you introduce it like this, just bringing all the memories back,
right?
All the feels.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been able to say those words. You've been doing a great job, though, being the like main host. And I got to say, man, it's awesome that, you know, some of those tropes, some of those things that I used to say still are part of the show. It's
we kept them alive. Yeah, exactly.
It was nice to say it again. Yeah. There was a time when I said that, and then I introduced Mike and Ben Lee. Mm-hmm. This show has come a long way, man. This show has come a long way. And you know, a big part of this show coming a long way is the next person joining us tonight. That is Eric Nathanson, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. How you doing, Eric?
I'm nowhere near as cool as Chad, though. He's 20,000 leagues under the sea. I'm just sitting on the sun, so I don't have any cool stories to share about driving around God's country. Although, you know, listening to you talk, Willie, I'm thinking we need to bring back Why We Will Win It All.
Yeah,
I don't know why we didn't bring that back.
That's
going to
happen at the
year.
End of this totally. Show. That is happening at the end of this show. All right, when it gets there, by the way, our next guest, Mr. Ty Thomas, is going to say why the Astros will win it all, because Ty Thomas is a guest on a Giants podcast, but he is, of course, a diehard Astros fan. But he's taken on the Giants as his second favorite team, and as only a best friend can, I have also taken on the Astros as my second team. And I know, Eric, you probably have some qualms with that, but it had to happen, and you know, you got to do what you got to do for your best friends. But Ty, welcome to the show. Welcome back to TortureCast. You've been on the show, what, two times now? So this is your third?
No, I think this is the second time.
Only the second time. Okay.
Well, I think first time was right after the scandal broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be interesting to go rewatch that one and see how wrong I was about some stuff.
and how angry we were.
Yeah. That part hasn't changed.
It was also the night COVID shut everything down, if you remember.
That's true.
There's a lot of emotions flying around.
I feel like that feels so long ago to me now. But a lot has happened since then. The Giants are still the best team in baseball. And there was a period there where the Astros were kind of vying for second best team in baseball. Unfortunately, now it's the Dodgers. The Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants are by far the best team in baseball. If you look at all the other divisions, you go, wow, this is crazy. We're just killing it. And then you look at our division, and you're like, why are we only 2.5 games up?
Yep.
It sucks. How come no one can beat the Dodgers? It's really annoying. But we're going to just kind of talk about the Giants. We're not going to go into all of our normal segments. There's going to be no highlights tonight. We're just going to kind of have a conversation about what's going on, not only with the Giants, but just in baseball. We're really, really close. Really close to the end of the season. Playoffs are imminent. The Giants, to make the playoffs, are at a magic number of 1.
Mm-hmm.
One more victory by the Giants, or one more loss by, I guess, the team that's directly in first place for the wild card, and there it is. We're guaranteed to at least get a game 163. But let's talk about what's going on right now. First of all, this last week has been nuts. This is the longest win streak the Giants have had. How have the Giants been this good for this long? And this is our longest win streak, which is currently what, at 7?
It's at 7. And I think what's crazy about it is that, you know, usually we introduce every episode going, all right, since our last podcast, they're, you know, 3-2, 4-1, 5-2, or whatever. They're 6-0. They've won 7 in a row. So they have not lost since we last recorded. It's our longest winning streak of the year, and yet they gained one game on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Going perfect. I mean, that's what's so frustrating about this.
And if we didn't beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3... Okay, mm-hmm. So we beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3, and then they lost one game since then, right?
To the Cardinals, right, that one
and the
game.
Giant, the 2-1 game, yes. And the Giants have won every single
game.
Lost
two games. Didn't they lose a game on the day off for the Giants?
Well, they lost two games to the Cardinals. Yeah. So we're 93-50. The Dodgers are 91-53. Now let's look at the NL East. To be first place in the NL East with a 4.5 game lead, you only have to have won 76 at this point. We've won 15 more games than Atlanta.
So the Astros are, well.
Yeah, and the Astros have 83.
As of right now, because I watched the game today.
Yeah,
it's like 83 or 82.
And a 6.5 game lead over the Oakland.
And we have a 6 game lead. Yeah.
And Seattle, by the way.
And the Giants are 9.5 better than the Astros.
And the Giants are 9.5 better than the Astros. Yeah, exactly.
It's incredibly frustrating to watch the Giants have the best season they've basically ever had in my lifetime. And I don't want to say it, but I feel like we're a podcast that talks about the Giants. 1993 is really coming into play right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, because no matter what, the Giants are going to clinch a playoff spot, obviously. That's going to happen. And if they don't win the West and they play the one wild card game,
believe we're saying that. We're 93-50.
It's going to feel the same way as 1993. And right now they have 93 wins, right? The most they ever won under Bruce Bochy, a Hall of Fame manager, was 94 games.
Wow.
They have 19 games left to win, two?
Yeah.
To beat Bochy? I mean, that's it. And then for the 19, of course, if they go 10-9, they'll match 1993. So basically play 500 and you're going to be about where they were for the best record in San Francisco history. And that still isn't going to guarantee. In fact, 10-9, I can guarantee you, will not win the West.
No, hell no. Not even close. Right now, San Diego, by the way, 18.5 games behind the Giants. Weren't they supposed to be the Slam Diego Padres, who were just an insanely powerful team that just was never going to lose? What happened to the... I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are on what happened to the Padres this year. I mean, I know Tatis was out for a while, but
it started.
They've been fairly healthy.
Yeah. No, but they also don't have the pitching that they thought they had. They relied on somebody like Blake Snell, who can barely get through 6 innings without throwing 150 pitches. It's going to eat into it. You get injuries to Darvish. And then, you know, the Giants and Dodgers just really are that good. No other way to say it like that. I mean, everybody's, you know, frustrated with how good the Dodgers are, but it almost puts in perspective immediately how good the Giants are.
Yeah.
And I totally see the 93 vibes. I don't feel them as much because I don't know. This is the best Giants team I've ever seen in my life. I can't see how they don't win the division.
Okay. So Eric, when you say that, now I have a question for you. Why do you think this is the best team the Giants have had in your life?
Because
I'm going to preface it with a couple of points. You know, we're talking about, obviously, like, we're all, you know, around 40 years old, except for Ty. But, you know, we've seen a lot of Giants teams, right? And I've seen some really good ones. I saw, 15 years of Barry, 12 to 15 years of Barry Bonds. With a lot of really talented players around him, how is this the best Giants team? How?
Right, I'll try to keep it short, and I'll qualify it with this. To okay. me, the best three Giants teams of my lifetime are 1993, 2003, not 02, but 03. I thought they had a better team. Mm-hmm. And then
wait, the team that did not even go to the – wait, oh, no, that was – that no, was JT Marlins. Snow getting thrown out at the played against the Marlins.
Ivan Rodriguez. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Those two, I think, are the three best teams. The thing that this team does differently is they literally do every facet of the game correctly. They do the little things that those good teams need, and they constantly put pressure. I've never seen a Giants team put this much pressure on opponents. The bottom half of the Giants order on Saturday was Longoria, Crawford, Yastrzemski, and I don't remember who the other one was, which is ridiculous to have that as a back half of the order. None of those other Giants teams.
Yeah, your six through eight spots. Right.
Right. Yeah. None of these other teams were that deep, and this is the deepest Giants team I've ever seen. Every time somebody goes down, somebody steps up. You have a game like today where Flores comes back from being on the IL, goes 3-for-3. You know, you have guys like Lamont Wade Jr.
Slater also came back today and got an RBI. Right. So, yeah, it's just it doesn't matter. Who comes up?
It doesn't. I've never seen it applied like this. I've never seen the utilization of baseball players' tools quite the way the Giants are approaching it and applying it. And that's why they're the best team I've ever seen in my life, is because they are just literally attacking every facet of a baseball game, and it's working. And they have the right players to do it. So they've identified the right kind of talent, and they're utilizing that talent perfectly.
I mean, I love that analysis. The Giants are basically doing everything correct in the modern era of baseball, which is another thing I think that a lot of people are missing, is that we're in a brand new era of baseball. Everything has changed within the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. And this isn't, it's like we're the earliest adopters of what baseball needs to be right now. And I think the Dodgers were built on a lot of these same facets because, you know, Farhan was there, right? So he built that Dodgers team in a very similar fashion. And then since he's left and come here, it's like he learned a lot and then applied a lot of the things he learned with the Dodgers team. And the Dodgers are kind of riding on his coattails a little bit. And they're like, it's almost like the Dodgers are the 2016 Giants riding on the back of what the Giants did to win 3 World Series in 5 years. And now it's all moved on to the Giants, right? So it's really funny. And a lot of Dodgers fans are fucking, they're just, they don't get it. They are completely blown away by the fact that they can be having such a good season and not be in first place.
Oh, and it's not just Dodgers fans, because I have a question for the group of you, because mm-hmm. this is something that's confused me all season and frustrated me all season as a second
yes,
favorite
please.
Giants
we
fan.
Need the outside perspective, because yes. I think the three of us are like looking at this season going, we are running out of ways to explain it. But yeah, I want to hear it from you.
So interestingly, like what's funny. So like the way I've thought about the Giants this season, like the quote in my head has always been like, this is going to be the most boring team to win a championship ever. In the way that like, there's nothing like, there's no, I'm not saying that there's not MVP caliber.
Wait, are you saying home runs are boring?
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys are hitting a lot of those still, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's no Tatises. There's no, like, you don't have this big flashy player. You don't have, you just have
Barry Bonds,
a bunch of good pieces. Like, you just have good hitting. You have rookies that are doing well. You have veterans that are doing well. You have good pitching, and you have a good closer. Like, you have all the pieces that you're supposed to have. So it's just working, and there's nothing dramatic is happening. But like with the whole season, obviously you've had so many dramatic games that have been fun to watch, but like, it just made me like, I think in my mind, I'm like, yeah, it's just gonna be the team that just keeps winning. Like the most special thing about the
team
Giants
that
this year
wins
is that
games.
They win games.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. I've heard we're a bad team that wins games.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't either.
And this is why. So the question I have, because this is what's confused me the whole time, is that somehow you've been the best team with the best record for so long And still, when you look at like FanGraphs, like I have FanGraphs up, they still have the Dodgers like way over in percentage to win the World Series. And at this point, I'm kind of like, I'm on y'all's side now, where I'm like, what is everybody else seeing that I'm not seeing? Like, I don't understand that the whole world has like hell, especially seeing the strength of the rest of your schedule. Like, there's no reason that the Giants don't just crush
this is the rest what of the season. This is what confuses me, is that FanGraphs and the other sites have now finally, in their algorithms, right? Because there's only 19 games left. Giants have a 2.5 game 19? Lead. That's not a big lead. But they are putting the Giants above 50% to win the West. Okay, fine. Just mathematically, that makes sense. But then they put the Dodgers at like a 15, 16% chance of winning the World Series and the Giants at like 5%. And that's assuming the Dodgers are going to have the wild card. So they're saying, okay, if the Dodgers get the wild card, they're going to run the gauntlet three times at the rate or the chance that the Giants are going to win the championship. And I think it really comes down to over 162 games, maybe the Giants have the best team in terms of spreading the war, I like to say, right? Yeah. They have so many players that contribute. It's not like having one Barry Bonds or one Fernando Tatis, right? It's everyone is very close to the average, and that average is very high. Everyone contributes every night, and so the sum of all the parts is this record, which is insane. And that is the way you should build a team, not having a ton of superstars. You should have everyone being slightly above average players, and then you're going to have a really kick-ass team. It's a fact that I think the Brewers also have a higher world championship percentage.
So looking at the standings on FanGraph, literally every single team that's leading their division has a higher win percentage of the World Series win percentage than the Giants.
And that's the
Braves. That's the White Sox.
Does that,
like, what? Guess, that doesn't make any sense.
That does.
I think
not
it comes
sense.
Down to. I think this is my opinion, of course. I think it comes down to the fact that the Giants have, you know, the Dodgers too have had a lot of bullpen games. They have Kevin Gausman, who's obviously tapered off. They have Logan Webb, who's really
tapering off right now, unfortunately.
But he didn't have the best game today. We can get to that because there were a couple of drop balls and flares in the outfield that contributed to his four earned runs, which were ridiculous. Like, he was not hit hard today, period. No, he was not. No. Austin Slater lost one in the sun, right? Bryant and Slater collided in right field on a pop-up in the outfield, right? And those were all turned into earned runs, technically. And so Logan Webb did not have a bad game today. He was just a victim of circumstance. But I think it's that if you look at a playoff series where it's best of five or best of seven, you think of like Scherzer and Kershaw and Urias and, you know, sorry, blanking out on the young kid's name.
Bueller.
That's a rotation. It's very formidable. And then the analysts, I'm saying from the analyst point of view, they're going Kevin Gausman, Logan Webb, and Disco, and Johnny Cueto.
Fourth or fifth starter. Literally, the fourth or fifth starter is the bullpen.
Yeah, and then you got Milwaukee with Burns and Woodruff, right? And those guys. And so I think that's where it's coming from. I think it's that over the long haul of the season, the Giants have the length, but I think for a short playoff season, they're looking at the dominant starters.
It seems like the numbers are essentially saying it's a coin toss for the division, and if the Dodgers make the wild card, they'll win. If the Giants make the wild card, they'll lose.
I don't really understand
that. So here's my Giants conspiracy, if you may. And it kind of touches on what Willie was saying about the new brand of baseball, is that these like numbers are literally like they're just plugging in. Like, there's so many statistics and analytics now in baseball that they use. So they're just plugging these numbers in. So my conspiracy is that the Giants, there is something in your team that is literally like breaking the statistics.
Absolutely.
It's like, something that the number, like, we don't have the number that gives it the little data point yet. So these numbers still say shit like, you know, the Dodgers have a 20% chance of winning the whole thing when the Giants have a 6.
Well, because they base
just don't know
what the numbers, right. They base some of the numbers on past performance. to use the predictive text. So with the past performance of the Dodgers, I read about this earlier this year because the discussion of this came up, why the Giants were lagging in the Fangraphs specific formula, while Baseball Reference shot them up the charts as the season went on. And that was because Baseball References doesn't pull from as much past things to use the math as the Fangraphs one does. So Fangraphs will give the edge to the Dodgers based on the Dodgers' past performances. And because the Giants are new, they don't know how to quantify exactly what it is they're doing.
I guess that's really selective, really recent past performance then, right?
It is. I think it's like something within the last like 2 years or something. You know what I mean? Or certain amount of at-bats for each guy or something like that. But there's something built into the formula to pull on the past to use it as a predictive instead of just using predictive.
And, Ty, you may know this, but from their 10, 12, and 14 run, and then you jump to the 16 because they did win the wild card game against the Mets before they lost to the Cubs, which they shouldn't have, but that's another story. They won 10 playoff series in a row, series including a wild card game. In all 10, they were the underdog. Every single one. And the Giants were, that's the history that we're working with. The Giants, for some reason, have always been the underdog in every playoff series, and yet they've won in recent history 10 out of 11 that they were the underdogs in.
So yeah, that's what cracks me up right now, is that you see the team in baseball that has been the best team in baseball for a very long time this year is still somehow the underdog, is the funniest thing in the world. And that's literally like the predicament that baseball is in right now, is that like, hey, you know that team that just doesn't lose? Yeah, they're the underdogs.
I really do believe though that there's so much emphasis on the numbers, and there's not enough emphasis on the results. Like, we're still talking about numbers so much. And I think what the Giants have kind of done this year is really embrace this new version of baseball where it's not about how hard can you hit the ball. It's about, like, where do you place your fielders? And, like, there's been a lot of talk with the Giants about how bad our hits with runners in scoring position is, right? So many people have talked about this, like, oh, the Giants load the bases with zero outs? We're not going to score any runs. But what the hitters are doing on the Giants is this brand new approach where they're taking a lot of third strikes because they're playing to the scouting report, which is, with two strikes or in a 3-2 count or whatever it is, they're going to throw this pitch. So even with two strikes, which normally would be like choke up on the bat, spray something somewhere, instead what the Giants are doing is going, in this count, he's going to throw this pitch. I'm going to sit on that pitch. And so they're taking a lot of third strikes. But when it works, they're hitting 3-run home runs, right? Like, the Giants as a collective have embraced this new version of baseball. And they're just going to go with it, even if that means sometimes watching a third strike happen. And all the fans are like, what the fuck? How did you watch a fastball go right down the middle? It's like, well, because he throws a fucking curveball most of the time. And I, even with two strikes, I sat on the curveball. Yeah. So,
which would make a very interesting Astros Giants matchup. That makes it even juicier because the Astros have like all season had the lowest strikeout percentage in the league. So you may see the most like slow scoring, intense, dramatic World Series that we've had in a very long time.
The Giants are consistently at the top in pitches taken or pitches per at bat. We've done this the entire year, which is great. It's like 4.5 or 4.8 or something like that pitches per at bat. And it's like there's so many like little things that it's as a fan you don't see because all you see is that guy hit a home run or he didn't. That guy like grounded out. That sucks. That guy sucks. DFA him. And, you know, and I'm in these Reddit threads and people are like, this guy sucks. I'm like, no, he's doing the playbook. He's doing what the Giants have decided is our strategy this year. And I think a lot of that is why guys like Brandon Crawford, Buster Posey, Brandon Belt are having career years.
Yeah.
It's not because
it helps.
Yeah. It's not because some they're taking steroids. Like, we tried that. Melky Cabrera, we remember that one, but it's a different approach at the plate.
Well, all the guys bought in. That's the key to
yes.
it. If you don't have players who are going to buy into this kind of an approach, then you can't attack the game in such a way. And the Giants do. They've got an entire staff and an entire roster full of people. And that almost goes to the human side of the game that contradicts the numbers to say you found the right humans to apply these numbers and do these things. And
sure.
It's a testament to their scouting department, to Farhan, to Scott Harris, to Gabe Kapler, to get all of these guys on board with what it is they're doing. Because as an old ball player, and you guys are all ball players too, you're going to do something if you keep seeing results. You're just going to be like, oh hey, this works, I'm going to do this now. It makes sense. It's part of being a ball player is constantly tinkering, and to have every one of these guys buy into that approach makes it so much easier to apply those things, which goes back to why I said this is the best Giants team I've ever seen, because they do all these little things. It is because they can't apply them in every way, shape, or form. So yeah, it's frustrating as hell to watch Yaz take constant pitches down the middle of the plate to strike out. So frustrating. But there is a reason why.
It's frustrating to watch, for sure. All right, let's talk real quick about what the last week was. The last week was seven straight wins, or six straight wins, I guess, since we won before we did our last episode. So we've now swept the Rockies at home and the Cubs at home. Nobody had swept the Rockies all year at home. They are a terrible team. Let's be real. They're a bad team. They're a bad baseball team. But the Giants did sweep them, and that was the first time anybody had done that all year. And then we swept the Cubs in Chicago. So what were the keys to this? I guess we'll go to Chad on this one. What, how the hell did we do this? How did we pull this off?
I think I haven't looked at it, but I think their winning road percentage might be better than their home winning percentage at this point, because they just won six in a row on the road. Colorado had the best or the second best record at home in all of the major leagues. So, yeah, they're not a good team overall because of their horrible road record. But the fact that they're so good at home, and it's usually a house of horrors. Chicago, I know they had a fire sale getting rid of Bryant and Baez and company. They had won recently 8 of 10. They had been doing really well. And it wasn't – I don't think you could presume that the Giants were going to go in there and win 2 out of 3, let alone sweep. And yet they did. And to be honest, the first two games were no contest. The Giants just crushed the Cubs. And then today, it was a little, definitely a tighter game. Tyler Rogers had to get out of a jam in the eighth. And Logan Webb had to work through some jams with some poor defense in the outfield. But overall, they went 6-0 on the road trip. How many teams go 6-0 on a road trip, guys? That's insane. I mean, they're winning. Their winning percentage on the road is uncharacteristically high.
In a way, it like doesn't make sense. It's like we're not supposed to sweep the Colorado Rockies at home, and then follow that up with the. And I know the Cubs are obviously kind of gutted, which we can talk about in a different way. It's like, okay, they were gutted, but they have a bunch of like young upstarts who are very excited to be at the big league level. But it's just, you know, it's like we just kind of fucking owned them. Like we just kind of owned them. And it was like, I was very happy, obviously, but I was super surprised. I really felt like the Giants were going to struggle with this little mini road trip here. It just didn't happen.
I thought they were going to steamroll these two teams.
Really?
Oh my god, 100%. Yeah.
You thought the Colorado Rockies, with what, the third or second best home record,
were
just going to fall meekly to the San Francisco Giants, the powerhouse San Francisco Giants. Fourth place hitter Darren Ruff, 36-year-old journeyman.
Leadoff hitter Darren Ruff.
Sorry,
he had a leadoff home run in the
best
Colorado.
Leadoff hitter in baseball, by the way. Let me just tell you. Yeah. Okay. I really did.
And I'll tell you why real quick. It was hot and warm weather in Colorado and Chicago this week, in ballparks where the ball travels. Five of the six games were day games. The ball travels better during the day games with the heat. The Giants, up and down their lineup, just absolutely mashed the ball in hitters' parks. So they were going to play six games in a hitters' parks this week. If they didn't go 4-2, I was going to be disappointed as all hell, because they are just – they mash up and down the lineup. And every game, if you look back on every game they played this week – that's kind of what they did. You know, even in the third game against Colorado, where they saved it for the ninth inning, they still, you know, came through and did what they do. So, yeah, I fully expected them to just tear through week. I just sucks that the Dodgers do what they do. But, yeah. I told you, man, I got so much confidence in this team. This is the best Giants team I've ever seen.
Eric did predict 88 wins, and we are now at 93. Ty? What did you predict? You weren't on a podcast about the Astros, but what did you predict the Astros were going to finish with as far as wins?
Around 100.
Okay.
So we had 3 years in a row, just 17, 18, 19, where we finished over 100.
I'm just going to say this real quick. The Astros have 178 plus run differential, yeah, and the Giants have 174.
Yep. Yeah, well, you remember the beginning of the season when we had a plus 60 run differential,
and the Dodgers
had like
plus
a negative
234
ahead of us. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking crazy.
The Astros are a tough team, man. That series that the Giants and Astros had was a slugfest. Every time one team punched,
it was
the other
a preview for
back.
The World Series.
Yeah.
It was
a really fun
World Series.
Really
I'm
fun
you.
Series. Yeah. Yeah, so I predicted around 100 because this is the first time I've seen them be like, obviously 2020 was like a weird year because, you know, we had dudes that literally had never pitched past single A, like low single A ball, that were like in majors
dancing,
starting
bro.
In the rotation. Yeah,
you're dancing bro with the curly hair.
Luis Garcia.
Yeah. He had never pitched above single A, he said?
Yeah, until last year. So he's like technically still a rookie, and he's in the rookie of the year talks and everything. But so I figured around there. And it looks like they're going to land right around there, like maybe right under 100 if things go meh for the rest of the year.
All right.
But I did not have the Giants being at like 120 or whatever the fuck they're gonna
be. Yeah, yeah. Well, the Giants, my prediction now is the Giants are gonna finish with 103, and it's gonna be fucking crazy.
It's a good number.
Yeah. I'm so hopeful that the Dodgers don't finish with 104. But I mean, at this point. Okay, we're gonna cut Ty loose. Because the last segment of this show is when we do, we're bringing it back, is why we win at all. And there's a reason to do it now. Right? We can bring it back, logically. Chad, Eric, you guys are going to sign off on this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. But we're going to cut Ty loose because this is just a lot of Giants talk. But I want to hear Ty's version of why the Astros are going to win it all.
Oh,
shit. Okay.
Before you go, I want to know, why do you think, because you are 6.5 games up over two teams in the AL West. I don't foresee anybody catching you guys. I was looking at your schedule, and you guys don't have the hardest of schedules. It's not like you have the easiest. Like, I think we have a better schedule, but I think you guys are going to own it, and you're going to, yeah, you guys are going to be in the divisional playoffs. So tell me, Ty, why do we need to be scared of the Astros, and why are you guys going to win it all?
Because we live in a simulation, and it's just too dramatic for the Astros to win it all again. I think the Astros have gone through, since I was last on the podcast, the Astros have gone through a lot of things, and I've gone through a lot of things as a fan. Like, one of the things that I always tell people is, like, just imagine that it's your team before you come fucking yelling at me about shit. You know, like, it's not my fault. You know, like, I didn't ask him. It's worse for me than it is for you. I promise you that. Because it's my fucking team, you know, like, I have to watch them get booed, and like, you know, no matter what you say, like Altuve, you know, like, he is somebody who is like one of the greatest people, like one of the most selfless, like, he won't ever brag. He won't ever talk about himself. Like, he'll be like, he's the kind of guy that he'll hit the walk off grand slam and then he'll say,
why
it's
did
like,
you take that jersey
it was the
off?
Three other guys. Yeah. But the jersey and the buzzer, man, like, you know, all that shit. So, you know, it's been tough, but I think they have some crazy talent, like the veterans that are leaving. Correa is still hot as fuck. I mean, Altuve, Yordan Alvarez is just an absolute monster. Like, he is the first person I've seen in a long time that actually has the potential to break the home run record. Like, this kid is a absolute monster. And their rookies are just really showing up. Like, you have guys that were nowhere 2 years ago that are coming in, like, vying for their spots. We have a battle going on in center field right now. Two rookies that are both just literally so good, we have no idea who to start. Like, we had to trade away our starting center fielder because we had two rookies that were so good behind him that we just were like, well, shit, I guess we got to make room. So I think to kind of bum out the rest of the MLB world right now, the Astros are not going anywhere. Like, I think a lot of people thought, like, okay, they're going to fall off now. That's definitely not happening. So I think it's going to be interesting, you know? I think if it is a Astros-Giants World Series, I'm happy no matter what. Obviously, the ring is cool, but I think we all just want to see that. And I think I could walk away knowing that if I lost the World Series, my best friend won the World Series because you did it all by yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very interesting October.
I'm hoping for it. I am, personally. I'm hoping for a Giants-Astros World Series. I think it'll be incredibly exciting. If the Giants play, like, the White Sox or the Rays or something, like, that'll be, like, a little disappointing to me. But after the Giants-Astros series this year, that was some of the most exciting baseball I've ever seen in my life.
And it was. It yeah. was.
Yeah.
It was fun. If the Astros get knocked out,
give me seven
early,
games of that. Give me seven games.
I think
of
the
that,
world deserves, you know? It. Yeah. And if the Astros get knocked out early and I have enough time, like, I'm going to order the Lamont Wade jersey and the fucking Giants hat. And I'm going to be pretending. Because that's, if you're going to bandwagon, like, do it like I've done, where you commit from the very beginning of the season. Yeah. You know, watch all the Giants games. Learn all the dudes.
I mean, I'm going to force you to either way. Yeah.
It's like, I'm a Texans fan, but my brother-in-law is a Chiefs fan. So, like, I can be like, oh, my team won. But, like, it's not really my team. But
this is your real team. This is your real team. The Astros. Yeah. All right, man. Ty, I'm super happy that you joined us today. But, obviously, we're going to talk a lot of Giants here before we go. So we're going to cut you loose, let you go play some Warzone. I'm going to play you some Battlegrounds later, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, all thanks right. for having me, guys. Definitely best of luck to you guys. This team has been fucking really fun to watch. I haven't gotten to catch all the games all the way through, but I've watched all the recaps, and it's y'all. I'm sure y'all have had a really, really fun season.
Dude, the Giants have been nuts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's been really fun to watch. Like, especially growing up having no hatred towards the Giants, you know, like, thank God you weren't a Dodgers fan when I met you, because that would just be fucking, that would have been really tough.
Yeah, those guys are assholes. All right, brother.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ty.
Have a good one, Ty.
All right, Ty. All right, so now that the Astros fan is gone, the Astros suck, right? Fucking Jesus.
He's got to worry about Dusty fucking it up for him, man. That's his biggest obstacle.
Is Dusty going to fucking pass a ball?
Yeah.
We know how that goes.
Ball too early. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Dusty fucked it up in back-to-back years with the Giants and Cubs. He can definitely screw
up. Yes, he did.
Yeah. All right, let's talk real quick before we go about what's coming up for the Giants. We have, I think, one of the easier schedules in baseball outside of the fact that we have to play the Padres. So we have 10 more games out of, what is it, 20 games? 20 games left?
19.
So 10.
Over half.
10 against the Padres.
Nope.
Are the Padres going to be the Padres that they were against the Dodgers, or are they going to be the Padres that everyone expected them to be?
I mean, so in 2010, they failed, right? So many other years, they failed. This year, they failed against the Dodgers, even for the Giants fans. I mean, they have a track record of just not doing well. I mean, clearly, the Giants are going to be in the playoffs. That's a known. The problem is, will the Padres rear the ugly heads to deny the Giants the West? Because clearly, the NL West for the Giants goes through San Diego. It just does.
I mean,
10 of the 19 games. So if the Padres, let's six or seven of those games, the Dodgers are winning the West. And we're going to be pissed about the Padres. But if the Padres are going to Padre like they usually do, I'm going to say that the Giants win the West. But, I mean, stranger things have happened.
So, if the Giants go 5-5 against the Padres, like, I think we win the West. But, like, that seems...
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Really? You think the Dodgers are going to go that – they're going to be that nuclear hot that they're going to be
– Yeah, well, I mean, look at this last week. The Giants went 6-0, 7-0, and they went from a one-game lead to 2.5-game lead. Granted, it expanded, but, I mean, you're not going to go 6-0 every week, right? So if they have a 3-3 week with the Padres or whatever
– I don't know, man. I think the Giants are not going to lose another game. I like
well, that was the West, Willie. I'm just gonna say, mathematically.
Yeah,
I know. I'm being an asshole right now. But
it's pretty good seeing all the other divisions. And you know, look, we talked about the frustration from Giants fans right now because the Dodgers keep winning when the Giants win and lose when the Giants lose. Dodgers fans have got to be three times.
Oh, they're pulling their hair out right now. The Dodgers fans.
Yeah.
They can't believe it. They're like, they look up the Giant scores and they're like, they're up 5-1 already. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. No, a Dodger fan has got to be way more frustrated than a Giants fan right now. They've won 8 titles in a row, NL West divisions in a row. And they're going to be thinking like, we're like the second best record in the majors. We just can't get this goddamn team with no stars in San Francisco to like lose a game.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Yeah. And so, you know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, if the Giants did end up with a wild card, you know, with 103 wins, what are you going to do with that, guys? I mean, shit happens, right? You know, we're not in the NL East. We're not in the NL Central. We're not in the AL West. I mean, that's just the way it is. And we're going to have to deal with it. And, you know, God forbid if the Giants lose the wild card game.
Oh, my God. If the Giants win 103 and lose.
I know. Well, that's why we're drawing the parallels to 1993, right? Where, whoa, there's some like cow shit going on there.
My dog, sorry.
Oh, that's what that is.
She's playing with a toy nearby.
That's hilarious. You know, it's the fact that, you know, in 1993, because I was at Candlestick Park watching the 49ers play the Minnesota Vikings, and the Giants had that last game against the Dodgers, and of course the Braves beat the Rockies for the 12th consecutive time going 12-0 against the Rockies that year, their inaugural year. And I didn't even care that I was in a luxury suite at Candlestick Park watching the Giants game or the Niners game, because all I cared about were the Giants. And of course, they lost their, 59th game that day, and the Braves had won their 104th game that day. And I will never forget that feeling of having the second best record in all of baseball and not getting into the playoffs. If the Giants have the second best record in baseball and make the wild card game and lose it, there's not much we can do about that, right? I mean, they're just going to have to deal with it. So, I mean, this is a chance where they have to look at the next 19 games and say, we have to win 17 of those 19 games to guarantee the West. That's just the way it is. And that's the way Gabe Kapler is going to manage this. And so far, so good. 6-0 on a road trip, guys. I mean, you can't say the Giants can't control the Dodgers, right? They can't do anything about the Dodgers or the Padres.
Yeah, no, we're not playing them anymore. So, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So
we're the only team that can beat them, apparently, outside of the Cardinals. Giants, it's like no one else can beat them.
If the Giants win 103 games and they lose the West and people come out and blame Gabe Kapler, that's it. I'm going to mutiny because, Bruce Bochy never won more than 94 games with the Giants. And he won with 3 World Series. So there you go. I mean, that's it right there. Sometimes you're just – the way the rules work sometimes don't work in your favor. And they're just going to have to play with what they have.
I guess at this point I'm curious what your guys' takes are on – afterward 93-50 with a 650 win percentage, are we going to be mad at anything, or are we going to be happy that we're here?
I think we've passed the happy that we're here point. I think we already passed.
So it's time to be mad. Yeah.
Anything I think if something
other
doesn't work out,
other than what, like getting to the World Series is a disappointment.
No, I think just winning the division is where it's not just happy to be here anymore and it's okay to take the wild card. I think just winning the division is enough in a sense, because Giants fans are smart enough to know, at least I hope they are, we are, that the playoffs are a crapshoot. And while the Giants might match up well in every series,
well, they're stuff happens. Okay. They're a crapshoot to the point that it's still the best team at the time is going to win. I guess. Okay. This is, I'm trying to figure out how to word this correctly. Like the Giants, I think they don't deserve anything yet. They deserve to be in the playoffs. They deserve to get a shot at the World Series, right? But they don't.
Of course,
they don't deserve to get past anybody at this point. Like you still got to win those games.
No. So the way I look at it is, if they won the West and they lost in the NLDS, I'd be like, okay, it was a 5-game series, and they just didn't win. That's the way the ball bounced.
But we didn't see any of that happening at the beginning. We could go back to the TortureCast preseason episode. None of us expected us to be here. None of
no.
us.
No.
Not a single
not
one
close.
Of us. Yeah.
Right.
So we have to be, we have to at least be excited about the fact that holy shit, this is where we're at. This is crazy.
And that's what is frustrating, because if the Giants do get the wild card and they lose that wild card game, at the beginning of the year, I would have been like, oh my gosh, that's a successful season.
Yeah.
But the fact that you hold the best record in all of baseball for half the season or more.
Yeah,
right?
For most of the
season. And you have the second best record in all of baseball, but you get relegated to the wild card because the Dodgers have the best record.
Because somehow the Dodgers never lose again. That's crazy.
But yeah, exactly. That's what's going to be frustrating if that happens, because teams like you know, the Atlanta Braves or the Chicago White Sox or whatever will have worse records than the Giants, win their division, and be immediately in the division series. And that's what's frustrating. But, you know, look, the rules are...
It would be really annoying if, like, the White Sox won the World Series this year, right? It would be really annoying. Like, it would be like, what the fuck? We just ran through all of baseball.
Yep. Except for one series or one game.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be really frustrating. Yeah.
But the thing is the Giants have been winning that one series. Or that
I know. I don't see the Giants losing any series. I feel like this is the team that will just win.
Well, what? They won 9 series in a row until they lost to Milwaukee. Then they beat the Dodgers, and now they've won the next two series.
They tied
after that.
The series. No. They did lose the series to Milwaukee. You're right. Yeah.
So that's 12 21. Out of their last 13 series.
But you know what the Giants would have done?
That's insane.
All right. I'm going to say this too, though. We lost 3 games, and then we won the last game. Tell me that you don't believe the Giants have the potential to be down 3-0. In the NLCS and come back and win it. Like that's
you've already proven it. Yeah. No, yes. It definitely can happen.
Like that's but how this
they also
team
have
feels.
The potential, you know, to not fall back that far because they haven't lost 3 or 4 in a row, but 3 different times this year. They've literally
4 in a row
lost
twice.
They've lost 4 in a
it's
row
like
twice.
They just don't lose 4 games in a row. They just don't. They don't. They
right.
Don't lose.
And
we
just talked about the consistency, the resiliency of this team because, like, look at the Yankees as a perfect example. They won 13 in a row, and then they proceeded to lose 12 out of their next 14. They wiped out basically that entire winning streak. The Giants, up until today, had not won more than 6 in a row until now. They've won 7 in a row, which is fantastic. Obviously, we'll take that. They have not lost more than 4 in a row the entire season. They are so consistent. So you're not gonna see the Giants win 10 in a row and lose 9 in a row. That's not gonna happen with this team. You know, granted, they've won 7 in a row now, so this is fantastic. And maybe they'll go 8 or 9 against San Diego. But they're not gonna lose more than 3 or 4 in a row with 19 games left. It's not gonna happen. Right. The sad thing is again, LA keeps pace most of the time with the Giants. It's just this thing,
I mean,
this game that they have, and you know they could catch them. And if they do, one of these two teams is going to have over 100 wins and could lose the playoffs in one game. And I think that sucks. I think it sucks that the playoffs are designed to where the Reds or the Padres, who might win 93 games, 92 games, 91 games, will play a 100-plus win team. And if they win that game,
they're
going to
win that game.
On.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't like that. I really do think that the wild card needs to be at least a 3-game series.
I like that idea for sure. I like that if there is a wild card series, it's a 3-game series.
Yeah.
I really believe in that. I think, but you know, the way things are right now, like with Manfred, he wants everything to be done quick and hard, you know, put a runner on second. Let's go.
Nice. I can't wait.
All right. So the Giants have 93, the Dodgers have 91, Atlanta has 76.
Yeah.
4.5 games up. Milwaukee, 89. Good team. Milwaukee, very good team. I mean, that fucking starting rotation is insane. Then we go Tampa Bay, 89. Not necessarily on the back of the starting rotation is good, but it's really just, it's a bunch of people like really putting together like quality at-bats. You got White Sox at 82. And you got Houston at 83. So when we look at the AL, like it's a lot more bunched up, right? So
Yeah, if you look at the NL, the Giants have the best record. The Dodgers 2.5 back. Brewers 4.5 back of the Giants. After that, it drops to 16.5 back for the Braves. So you have this immediate drop-off. So you have the top three teams, the Giants, the Dodgers, and Milwaukee, all within 4.5 games. And then it drops off another 12 games to the Braves. And that's what's frustrating, because like any of these teams, right, the Giants, the Dodgers, or the Brewers, could be knocked off by one game or two games out of three by teams that are 16 or 12 or whatever.
One game of baseball.
Behind.
Yeah, one game of baseball.
But we have to all recognize that the Giants won, you know, the 2014 championship being that team.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
Things come in, you know, packages like that. So, you know, the Giants won, what, 88
games
that year?
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, shit on the 2014 Giants because they snuck into the playoffs and then did it once they got there.
Yep.
Yeah, you know,
it's the way they're designed for.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's.
So why
let's
we will win
at,
it all?
Yeah. Well, no, hold on. Couple of transactions. I think we should talk about. Brebbia down.
Yep.
Slater up. We knew about Slater up. I mean, he got a fucking RBI today. Flores up. Flores was the fucking MVP today, right? Like,
yeah, 3-for-3, home run, whatever. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, and then Bargar. He was up.
Bargar.
Oh, no, he's down. He's down.
Bargar.
So Bargar's
he's
down.
Back down.
Yeah, Bargar's down. And this we've been doing this all year, but when it comes to the playoffs, we can't go up and down anymore. So I think that's the one thing that like kind of freaks me out. It's like this is our playbook is we send people up and down all year, and once it comes to the playoff rotation, I want to talk about a little bit before we do the last part of our conversation. Who do we want to see in the bullpen? I think obviously Littell, Hernandez,
Garcia, Alvarez. We got a lot of those kind of names.
God damn it. There's so many. There's too many. Okay, hold on.
I love it.
No, Garcia. Yeah, Garcia.
Yarlene Garcia.
Leon.
Jose Alvarez.
Leon.
Dominic Meatball Leon.
Nick Papagiorgio.
Does Jay Jackson? Okay, so Rogers, does Jay Jackson make the
No.
I don't know.
No, he was sent down.
He doesn't make it. You're looking
Still here right now.
No, he went back down.
He went
today.
Back down. Yeah.
Oh, really? That's not listed on the site. Okay, Alvarez.
Was that yesterday?
Maybe. Okay, so Alvarez.
But you've got,
so
I mean, you look at the bullpen.
So what's our bullpen? It's
I'm
going to
build
Jackson.
Backwards forwards.
It's
We've
Jay
got Jake
Jackson,
McGee,
is
Tyler
Littell,
Rogers.
It's Leon. It's Alvarez, right? We know. Oh, and Tony Watson. These are our these
Duvall's
are our
here right now.
Yeah, these are our boys.
Castro.
Because we need to know who those guys are when it comes to the playoffs. Like, I'm thinking playoffs.
Playoffs? You're talking about playoffs?
Yeah, I'm talking about playoffs.
Honestly, I've had flashbacks to the anxiety that we've felt.
Yeah, are we putting Duvall in? Because Duvall is...
Probably not.
Probably not.
He's sketchy. He's sketchy at best. Rogers and McGee. Those are the other... Okay,
well, I mean...
I got six.
And you need four starting pitchers during the playoffs. So you're going to carry what, seven or eight guys?
So the starting pitchers are Gausman, DeSclafani, Webb, hopefully Wood.
Right. I don't think Cueto comes back this year.
And then Cueto is a big iffy. Yeah.
He's an iffy. If he comes back, it'll be like, yeah, long relief.
Right. But, you know, you look at the bullpen, you've got McGee and Rogers on the back end. You got Tony Watson. That's three. You've got Littell, who's the stopper. Four.
We're going to do in the playoffs. We're going to do bullpen games. Aren't we?
No,
I don't think so.
You don't need to.
No,
you don't need to.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, it might turn into a bullpen game if it gets all hands on deck, but you have a pretty set top of the rotation with Webb, DeSclafani, and Wood. And then who am I missing?
I mean, Yarlene will definitely eat up two or three. So, yeah. Okay.
And in the playoffs, you have days off built in. And you don't play more than 2 days in a row, generally. It's only in the middle of the NLCS or the World Series that you might have to play three games in a row. So everybody will get decent rest. So they don't need to do the yo-yos like they do with the transactions right now. Because, you know, you remember the Giants just came off a stretch where they played 16 straight days. So they had a lot of transactions over the last 2 weeks.
And I think the guys are going to get a lot of traction and a lot of innings. Gonna be Watson, Littell,
yep,
and Alvarez. Yeah. All right.
Yep. Garcia will also. He seems to be able to stretch some out.
We're gonna do this.
They have decent options. Yeah, they
Boys,
have decent options.
We're gonna do this.
Leon has been a good option out of the bullpen this year so far as well. His two openers, they've won them both.
I kind of feel like we're gonna do this with a 3-man rotation. Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
oh man, all right, and we're gonna hit a bunch of dingers. It's gonna be sick. I love it. I don't know. I'm getting a good sense out of this team. Like, they're gonna, yeah,
I hope so. I get it. I'm just gonna say this as an observer of this Giants team. I get why people are nervous. I get why all of our history comes back. I get it as a Giants fan. You expect the worst. You absolutely do.
Yeah.
You
prepare for the worst. That's how I'm feeling. All the time. I'm feeling a little squirrely about some stuff. You know what I mean? It's like,
right, I get it.
Is Brandon Belt gonna continue to be this hot? Is Mike Yastrzemski gonna figure it out? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but when Brandon Belt isn't hot, you got Crawford and Longoria being
and Flores
hot. Crawford and Longoria aren't hot. Exactly. You got Wade and Slater. You know what I mean?
And now you throw a little Chris Bryant in the action, and then suddenly you go, hey, we actually have a real solid, yeah.
Depth. All right, they've never had depth like this before.
All right, so this is the last segment. Why we will win it all. Chad. Why are we going to win it all?
Depth. Depth, depth, depth. You know, that should be a rap song or something.
yeah.
Honestly,
depth.
This team
depth. Inward depth. Inward. Yeah, I can't say it, but, you know. Yeah.
The other three world championships were always unexpected. This team has always been an underdog. I don't feel like they're an underdog this year. I know they're going to be from other people, but I think this is the strongest or one of the strongest the Giants have had going into the playoffs. So, you know, hopefully they win the West. That's going to give them their big, you know, boost. But even if they get into the wild card game, I think this team is going to go far. I think this team is going to win it all because of depth. They're going to have some close games. They're going to have some heart attack, you know, situations. But I think they're going to do it.
Eric, why is this team going to win it all?
I'm going to say, to use a phrase from another sport and another team, because of the process, and I trust the process because it has shown me nothing but results this entire season. The Giants continue to just win in ways that show that they are not going to slow down. There's no flaws. So I trust the process. I trust Farhan most importantly. And that's, I guess that's what it boils down to, because we're going to do this the rest of the season. So I'm going to have to pick different ones. And Chad stole mine. So I'm going to go with Farhan and the process.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to pick a guy who's gonna be the World Series MVP. And that's going to be Lamont Wade Jr. He's going to be the World Series MVP. I know it's like kind of like a, you know, it's like a Reddit pick. People love this man. But in the ninth inning, this guy has been incredible. And he's going to have one of the biggest hits in San Francisco Giants history. And yeah, he's going to hit a home run in the ninth inning at some point.
Yeah.
Also, Tyro Estrada is my secondary. Is my secondary. If he doesn't do it, it's Tyro Estrada. That's my other. Yeah.
Late night Lamont.
Yeah. No, but these. Yeah, I'm telling you, Lamont Wade Jr. is going to do something incredible in a ninth inning. I don't know which ninth inning it's going to be, but he's going to do it. Guys, another fun episode of the Torchcast. We're so close. We are so close. What'd you say? 21 games?
19.
19 games left to play. The Giants in an incredible race for the first place in the West. The Dodgers never lose. The Giants never lose. 7 in a row. This has been TorchCast. I've been Willie Dills. He's been Chad King. He's been Eric Nathanson. We want to thank our guest, Ty Thomas. And we'll see you next time for episode 270-something.
I will be appearing on the RizzoCast. It is a podcast by young Steven Rizzotto. He's a 19-year-old kid just breaking into the baseball reporting business. And I was a guest on RizzoCast last week. It's on YouTube now. What happened is we played OOPT baseball. I managed the 1954 New York Giants in a game against the 2012 San Francisco Giants to see which World Series team was better. And if you'd like to find out who won the game, go check out RizzoCast with Steven Rizzotto, and I joined it, and follow RizzoCast wherever you can.
Dude, I play that game too. It's so fun.
I play it all the time now.
It's the best thing ever. All right, actually, to Chad K21, and I am Willie Dills, at Willie Dills, and at TorchCast to listen to all of us talk about things on Twitter.
279.
We'll see you next time for 279. Thank you for listening. A boom.